is a burning thing.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A couple of real choice comments from Donald Trump out of Mar-a-Lago. These are unbelievable, real choice ones. He's at a donor event. The Republican Party has said they want to rid the party, the establishment does, of Trump. But they paid $100,000 to go to Mar-a-Lago and hold a donor dinner. And Trump issues a statement. And here's his statement. You know, they go down, they beg him, and they say, please, say you're getting re-engaged in the Republican Party. You're a Republican leader. Please, please, please. And here's his statement. Quote, Mitch McConnell is a dumb son of a bee. He used the whole word. I can't on a regulated station like this by the FCC. Believe it or not, when Trump curses, you can't quote it or you'll be banned from Facebook and the station is sanctioned by the FCC. Believe it or not, even quoting the president, the former president. Okay. Here's what he said. Quote, Mitch McConnell is a dumb son of a bee, a stone cold loser. And then he says, Dr. Fauci is a loser. He said he wanted five masks, everybody to wear five masks. And look, you can't fit five masks. Fauci didn't say five masks. He said a mask, one mask. Try putting on five masks. It'd fall off your ears. You'd have to have ears like an elephant to hold five masks. I mean, what the heck? He said Fauci wanted five masks. Said McConnell is a dumb son of a bee, stone cold loser. That was his introduction. And it was, you know, to reestablishing himself in the Republican Party. That was real fine. But his Easter message. Now, remember, this is Easter. OK, this is your Easter message. Most people say nice things. I mean, they say nice things. Easter message, the resurrection. This is the holiest day on the Christian calendar, Easter, Easter Sunday, the resurrection. Here's what Donald Trump said on Easter. And this is a quotation. This is a greeting. This is a greeting from the former president. Quote, happy Easter to all, including the radical left crazies who rigged our presidential election and want to destroy our country. That's his Easter greeting, okay? I'd hate to see his Christmas greeting. His Easter greeting, Trump, quote, happy Easter to all, including the radical left crazies who rigged our presidential election and want to destroy our country. Now, let's get real here, okay? First of all, that's a kind of a cold, nasty thing to say at Easter. Frankly, it's a cold, nasty thing to say anytime. But, you know, there were no radical left crazies who rigged our presidential election. Our presidential election was scrupulously handled, and there were recounts. In Georgia, there were three recounts, one of them by hand. In Wisconsin, Trump demanded a recount and got it, and he said he just wanted to recount Dane County and Milwaukee County. He originally said Brown County, Green Bay, and Menominee County. I think he dropped Menominee County, so maybe he did Brown County too. I don't know, but the majority of Democratic votes, the margin, come out of Madison and Milwaukee. It's no secret. He's the one that didn't ask for recounts in the rest of the 72 counties. He's the one. He could have had them. Most of them went for him. That's why he didn't want to recount it. So he got a recount. It was a fair recount. And 50 secretaries of state and 50 governors, including Republicans, probably a slight majority of Republicans, if you put both of them together, certified the results. And that's when on January 6th, he goes, well, take back your country. You're not going to do it by weakness. Giuliani says trial by combat. Don Trump Jr. lathers them up. They go up there without any leadership and without any clear mission. And they just start attacking cops that they see. It was a mob. It was a mob ginned up by Donald Trump. So there was no radical left crazies who rigged the election. And there are no one who want to destroy our country. But why do you say that at Easter? That's kind of really cold. I mean, that's extremely cold, not just a little bit cold, not just a little bit cold. So there he is, but he is back. One caller had said, well, how can people still want him or side with him and this, that, and the other thing? Well, 60% want him reengaged in the Republican Party. 60% are Republicans, and something like 55%, depending on the poll, some polls a little higher, some polls a little lower, want him to be a nominee. If he ran, remember, he's not going to run head to head with anybody. He's going to run in a multi-primary, you know, and he's clearly going to win the primaries in 2024 if he's not criminally charged or has the health to do it, and we'll see what happens. But there you have it. Going to Nevada. In Nevada, they have a Secretary of State named Barbara Sagavsky. Barbara Sagavsky is a Republican. She's a conservative Republican. The results came in. Joe Biden won Nevada. It wasn't a huge margin, but it held up in a recount, and it was honest. So she certified it like she has forever. Their central committee, the Nevada GOP, just censured her for enabling a fraudulent election. Now, the reason why that is significant, think about this. Yes, various GOPs have censured other senators. They've censured governors, censured governor of Arizona, anybody who didn't go along with Trump saying there was a fraudulent election. But a lot of that was right after November, December, and a lot of it were higher profile people. Yes, they went after Brad Raffensperger in Georgia, but by and large, they kind of held off from lower level people, you know, sort of clerks, people who ministerially certify elections. Here we're talking about April, 5 months later, and you're not talking about a big shot. You're talking about Barbara Sagavsky, whom I'd never heard of before, and I wager most people listening have not heard of before, who is simply the Secretary of State in Nevada. It's really a clerical position, doing her job. And to her credit, she's pushed back. You know, a lot of them get all teary-eyed and very, very contrite. No, not her, not Barbara Sagavsky. She said, look, that was my job, and I did it, and butt out. I like that. I really like that response, butt out. She didn't say butt out, but that's what the message was. Butt out. We are not putting up with this kind of interference in our government. So we're going to see what happens in 2022 and 2024. Is this obsession that it was a rigged election just because Trump lost going to prevail or not? Prevail or not? One final bit of news, gossip. Have you heard of Herschel Walker? Great football player, three-time All-American out of Georgia. One of the great football players of all time. He is now being recruited by Trump to run against Raphael Warnock in Georgia as a Republican. So you would have, instead of Kelly Loeffler or somebody like that, you would have Herschel Walker. I hope Herschel Walker runs. The truth of the matter is Herschel Walker is a celebrity, but he's a faded celebrity. A lot of people don't remember him. He played in the 90s. Okay, he's a name. Caitlyn Jenner is a name. This one, that one's a name. It ain't going to work. This tricky stuff ain't going to work. Coming to the end of the show. It's been a great show. Stand by for some great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate, Earl Ingram, Jeff Santos on Tuesday's Busted Pencils, Saturday's Ask the Builder with Al Bachman, Sharp Elbows, and my man, Pizza Box Mike. Outside the Pizza Box. Pizza Box Mike, Let's Get Local, Max Inc. Radio. Matt Flynn Direct will be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, Matt Flynn Direct signing off. The ring of fire, and it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire.